What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, May 10th, 2017, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday and another weekend of who knows what the heck they're going to do now. It really is a very, very, very crazy time here. We have lots of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Obviously, the big news today continues to be the firing of FBI Director James Comey. A lot of people are very happy about it. A lot of people are very unhappy about it. And it is proving to be a litmus test of those who were caught up in the Clinton scandals, the Clinton Foundation, everything else, because they're on the warpath here right now. And the firing was not handled perhaps as elegantly and diplomatically as it should have been. Apparently, a message was delivered to FBI headquarters and then released to the media, and FBI headquarters was not able to get the message to James Comey, who was out in Los Angeles speaking to a room full of FBI recruits. And he found out about it because there were TV monitors in the back of the room where he was talking, showing the news feed, and it came on up, Trump fires Comey. Apparently, he thought somebody was trying to play a trick on him. So what we have right now, the Democrats are just up in arms. Oh, this can't be allowed to happen. We've got to have hearings. We've got to have whatever. And they're raising on a busted flush here because the president nominates the FBI director, the Senate confirms, and after that, the director of the FBI serves within the Department of Justice under the Attorney General and can also report to the Director of National Intelligence. Now, the president can also fire the FBI director even without having a stated reason. There are no statutory considerations, or conditions rather, on the president's authority to remove the FBI director. The director is an at-will employee serving at the will of the president. When the president says, I don't want this person, they're gone. There's no argument there. Remember when Bill Clinton fired the FBI director the day before they found Vince Foster's body? Nobody kicked up a ruckus then. But a lot of people are out there saying this is a very positive sign that we may finally be getting the Donald Trump that we voted for. Too soon to say that definitively, in my opinion, but obviously a very positive sign here. Over at governmentslaves.info, they're saying the firing of James Comey is a great first step, but now it's time to start indicting him on corruption charges and obstruction charges for what he was doing to the Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin investigations. He was clearly obstructing. Over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is saying, Comey has repeatedly and improperly protected Clinton and her top people from consequences of their obviously criminal behavior. Remember in that press conference, Comey went on down the list of Title 18 felony violations committed by Hillary Clinton and then gave her a get-out-of-jail-free card by saying she didn't intend to do wrong. Except if you read Title 18, intent is not required. Negligence, carelessness, it is the act of exposing classified documents in an insecure environment that carries a jail sentence penalty of up to 10 years. So what are the Democrats doing? Well, they're already out there. Well, the firing of Comey was to end the investigation into the link between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. This proves Russian collusion. And they're already out there and they're saying it's Russia, Nixon, it's Watergate, it's Russia, it's all over again. They're just screaming this is all about the Russian narrative because they're all starting to understand something very, very critical. And that is Comey is not there to shield the Clinton-Bush duocracy and all of their enablers, and there's a lot of them. And what's really interesting is to watch the flip-flops going on. Now, remember when Donald Trump launched those 59 cruise missiles into Syria, only 23 of which actually hit the target, and all of a sudden John McCain was fully on board with Donald Trump. Yes, Trump is being decisive, he's being presidential, and now all of a sudden he's back to saying, oh no, Trump is working with Russia, this is a horrible thing, we need a special prosecutor to investigate the Russian-Trump collusion, and obviously, blah, 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 blah. Now, what's really interesting, if you go on back and you search through the internet, you will find all these clips of Democrats who wanted Comey out back when he was investigating Hillary's email server and the Clinton Foundation. And it was Chuck Schumer was out there saying Comey had to go. MSNBC, 10 days before the election, Comey must go. Bernie Sanders, he must step down. Harry Reid, Comey should be investigated. They were just on the warpath against him. James Carville, Tim Kaine, Maxine Waters, they were all out for Comey's blood. Barbara Boxer, Keith Olbermann, John Podesta. And now all of a sudden, they're his staunchest defenders. Oh, they can't fire James Comey. And it is really ridiculous to see all of this stuff coming on down. Just the hysterical about face here. Especially Chuck Schumer. This was back in November of last year, just days before the election. Chuck Schumer. I do not have confidence in him, meaning Comey, any longer. To restore my faith, I'm going to have to sit down and talk to him and get an explanation for why he did this. And he's talking about the reopening of the investigation into Hillary's email server. But remember, Comey's hand was forced by the New York Police Department. Now, Stephen Colbert, who's already under fire for his inappropriate reference to Donald Trump's mouth and Vladimir Putin's nether regions, basically broke the news that Comey was fired to his show audience, and they cheered. They all thought it was a great thing. And then when Colbert says, no, this is going to help Trump and the Russians, they all booed him. Everybody knows what's really going on. The cover stories just are not holding. And you need to remember all the things Comey did wrong. While he was in charge of the FBI, they actually had Tamerlan Tsarnaev under surveillance and then let him go. Or maybe he was working for them at the Boston bombing. FBI was exposed conducting its own data mining on American innocent American citizens. And just all of these horrible, horrible things that he did. Now, interestingly enough, remember back during the email investigation, Comey granted blanket immunity to Hillary's entire campaign staff on the excuse it was the only way to acquire a laptop they wanted to examine, which is ridiculous. All it takes is a subpoena. You will surrender the laptop. But Comey just gave a blanket immunity to everybody against any kind of prosecution. So there was something funny going on, and maybe now we will get to the bottom of it. Now, according to a former U.S. attorney, DeGenova, Comey's hand was forced by FBI rank and file, who were just seething in anger at the botched or blocked Hillary email investigation. And already the FBI is trying to pull back and say, well, the reason Comey was fired was he exaggerated the number of emails that were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. No, that was not an exaggeration. If you go back to when that story first broke late last year, they found 650,000 State Department emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And the Department of Justice, still then under Loretta Lynch, blocked an investigation into the Clinton Foundation for all the pay-for-play allegations that were surfacing in these emails. And those angry FBI agents may be the loose cannon on deck, because I'm seeing this story. This came out of disobedient media. Sources are claiming that the Comey firing could result in a release of documents, new leaks from within the FBI, and it opens the door to a new Clinton probe, because Comey saying, I'm not going to prosecute or recommend prosecution, and Loretta Lynch saying, we're not going to prosecute, does not get Hillary off the hook. She can still be charged. And I imagine over at Hillary's digs, the ashtrays are bouncing off the walls even now, which gets us on back to an issue I'm going to raise again, and I'm going to start pounding on this again because it's important. Back in 1994, when Bill Clinton was running for re-election, there was a scandal called Chinagate. And how it worked was that Bill Clinton, using his authority as president, authorized the transfer to China of highly sensitive technology with potentially military application, technology that had previously been banned for export to China, over the objection of the intelligence community and the Defense Department. And at the same time, Chinese money was pouring into Bill Clinton's re-election campaign. Now, it was being funneled through Chinese-American citizens to make it look like it was all legal and above board. But the investigation showed the money was coming from various Chinese interests, Chinese businessmen, and even Chinese intelligence. And the scandal was called Chinagate, and the only reason it wasn't successfully investigated was, oh, gee, golly, the White House email server broke down, and we weren't making our backup. So all the records about all of this stuff, we don't have it anymore. Investigation is over. So this brings us up to Hillary as Secretary of State, where she is placing top secret, including special access compartmentalized material on her private email server that had weaker security than Ashley Madison. And when Guccifer said that when he broke into that server, and it was easy to do, he saw at least 10 foreign IPs prowling around the server looking at documents. So it raises an obvious question that must be asked, and maybe we will finally get to ask it. Was Hillary Clinton replaying the 1994 Chinagate Clinton scandal by selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak private email server to deliver and that charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments, because a huge amount of the money in the Clinton Foundation came from foreign sources? Easy means of delivering secrets, easy means of payment. She doesn't have to actually steal the files like Jonathan Pollard did. She doesn't have to go out and mark mailboxes with chalk like Aldrich Ames did. She didn't have to bundle up the documents in plastic and tape them underneath a bridge at a local park the way Hansen did. It's a perfect system. Now, Hillary Clinton had two shields protecting her from a full investigation as to just what was going on with that private email server, Loretta Lynch and James Comey. Both are no longer able to protect her. And it is time to find out if this nation actually had a serving Secretary of State who committed espionage, betrayed her trust, betrayed the nation, using that weak email server to deliver secret documents to foreign interest and the charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. And in addition, we need to remember the Clinton Foundation was suspected of actually being both a slush fund and a money laundry, and according to an anonymous FBI insider who was posting all over the web, all of the top politicians in both parties were up to their neck in the Clinton Foundations. We need the truth. We deserve the truth. We can handle the truth. Let justice be done, though the heavens may fall. We're going to take a phone call. David in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I had a tidbit about Comey. You remember a few months ago there was a famous bank that got busted.
HSBC.
Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. Massive British bank registered in London, even though it makes it sound like it's either Hong Kong or Shanghai. Its headquarters is London. And they had been doing drug money laundering for decades. You know, heroin money for, 60 or 80 years or something like that. And they finally get busted. And if you look at Wikipedia about Comey, says that he had to resign from the HSBC board when he got nominated for FBI director.
Yes. and obviously on the board, he had to know what was going on. And again, that drug cartel is at the heart of what we're seeing unfold before us now, because the rise of the Clintons politically goes all the way back to the CIA's gun and cocaine running operation out of Arkansas down into Nicaragua, which eventually became known as the Iran-Contra scandal.
Arkansas, you mean?
MENA was one of the airports, but it was all
Bill
over the
Clinton
state.
And MENA, yeah.
Yeah, well, Bill Clinton obviously was in Little Rock, and they set up this system where local companies were manufacturing untraceable lower receivers for M16s, buying the other parts, the spare parts, assembling these weapons, and smuggling them down to Nicaragua for the Contras to use against the Sandinistas. And because this was an off-the-books operation not approved by Congress, they were funding it by smuggling tons of cocaine back into the United States of America along the same smuggling route. And Bill Clinton set up this money laundry for the CIA that involved land flips, savings and loans, and the payouts were made through an Arkansas state agency called the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, which was writing checks of all this money to all these participants, supposedly as business development loans, none of which were ever repaid. And that was the money machine. And so everybody who was connected with that CIA drug running, or the laundering of the money from CIA drug running, they're all part of that, and they're trying to protect each other. And so the question we have here is, how much of that HSBC drug money laundering was being done on behalf of the CIA, which traffics not just cocaine, but they've been bringing in heroin. They were doing it during Vietnam, Kunsaz heroin coming in, and ever since the invasion of Afghanistan, they're bringing it in from there.
Sure. Well, I was going to kind of merge it up to, of course, you know, Skull and Bones and opium, so it's probably just a cousin bank to what they were using. If I understand right, HSBC got started right around the time of our Civil War, but they were smuggling or running the opium trade in China for long before that. So that banking structure and who was, you know, laundering when. But the inner connection of all of these different kind of spider web of crimes that they've got going, knocking out some of these banks is going to make some money shake loose. And so it's whether or not we, the people, want to snap up that the loose change or whether we want to go for the whole picture, just asset forfeiture, all of these guys.
I just want the truth to come on out. I think the American people are owed a true and accurate picture of what our political leaders have been doing for the last 30 years.
Sure.
And that has been my ambition all along. And it's time for it to come on out.
Longer than 30 years, though. I mean, this has been going, like I say, HSBC was 1861, maybe, is when they got founded.
Yeah, but let's be accurate. When HSBC was handing the banking for Britain's importing of opium into China, it was technically legal back then. We all talk about the fact that the Skull and Bones fraternity was founded on opium money, but at the time, it was a legal cash crop. It was looked on as socially inferior. It was politely called the China trade. But at that time in history, it was technically legal for them to be doing what they were doing. Today, of course, it's a completely different story.
Well, right, yeah, it's that the old write the laws for yourself. Well, that gets to where Comey is, too, with Trump. I think I've mentioned to you that I believe that Trump is organized crime and that his tie to it is Roy Cohen. Roy Cohen being the power broker of New York City for 40 years with all of the mob families. And so when you start looking at Trump using him and his associates for his current management of his campaign, was it Manafort and Roger Stone and Dick Morris, and there are a bunch of these guys that are tied to Trump, and they're just pulling an organized crime thing. So you got all of the 100 judges that that Obama was never able to get installed. They're sitting empty to this day. Trump is leaving 100 slots open, so no judges. Then he fires all those DAs a few weeks ago. The 50-something of them are missing. Bam, he's not replacing them. Now he's going after the head of the FBI. He fires him, leave up in the air how it's going to be run.
Well, that's not entirely accurate. And again, anybody who's making that kind of money sooner or later is going to have to, make peace with organized crime one way or the other. But having a contact with organized crime does not make you a criminal. And as an example, I use John F. Kennedy, whose family fortune was built in rum running. Old Joe Kennedy was a bootlegger, but John Kennedy got into that White House and all of a sudden he started thinking, wow, this is real. This isn't a game anymore. And the same thing may be happening to Donald Trump. David, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And that last commercial should be a wake-up call for everybody. Because we're always hearing from the corporate media and the government, the economy's fine, it's in recovery, unemployment's at 4.4%. And yet, everywhere you go, both on the independent and the corporate media, there's just this constant flood of commercials helping people deal with foreclosure, helping people deal with bankruptcy, helping people deal with tax delinquencies. And the sheer volume of those commercials tells you there is a major problem out in the heartland of America with people just trying to get by. And that completely contradicts the idea that we have a good economy. We're going to do a much-delayed shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go back to the phones again. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I don't know where this Trump administration is headed. I would love to see him select Trey Gowdy as the new FBI director. But it seems like the professional, the establishment up on Capitol Hill, they're closing ranks. I had seen a story that little Lindsey Graham wants to investigate Trump's business past. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, he's trying to find a link between Trump's businesses and Russia that would indicate Russian influence. That's their last card they've got to play, is to try and prove that Trump is a Russian stooge, and therefore we should ignore all this other nonsense about email servers and possible spying and treason and betrayal and links to drug smuggling and so forth. It's all a conspiracy theory. Donald Trump is a Russian stooge. And We've reached a point of political infighting that visible to the public. Again, it's a symptom that we saw in the former Soviet Union just before it tore itself apart.
Yeah, and also on the Comey firing, I thought it was interesting. I don't know what his motivation is or if he thinks it's based on principle. It was Edward Snowden's reaction to this. He was calling for my arrest, but I'm still against his firing. I don't know what his motivation is.
I don't know. Frankly, it makes me wonder if Edward Snowden was just a con job all the way along to just sort of get us used to the idea or sell us the idea that we're under constant surveillance to try and scare us into silence, which, by the way, did not work. But yeah, for him to make that statement, right now his credibility is in the negative region as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Assange offered Comey a job at WikiLeaks.
Well, Comey knows where all the dead bodies are. I mean, I think it would be great if Comey decided he was going to get his revenge by spilling the beans. I don't think it's going to happen, though. Comey doesn't want to wind up in Fort Marcy Park.
No. Mike, finally, what's happening in Washington State at this facility? Now, this facility, they manufacture nuclear weapons? Is that what they're
doing? They used to. During the Manhattan Project and then into the Cold War, Hanford was where the weapons material for the warheads was being developed. It's heavily contaminated. It's about half the size of Rhode Island. And now they're trying to deal with the nuclear waste. And there are some processing plants in the center of the facility that extract plutonium from spent reactor fuel rods. And apparently one of the tunnels where they keep the rail cars full of radioactive waste has collapsed. Now, officially they're saying there's no radiation release, but they're acting like there's a real panic going on. There's a no-fly zone. Apparently there are now Chinook helicopters flying patrols around the outside to make sure nobody's walking on in. And I'm still waiting to see if anybody who lives downwind, downstream from that area with a radiation meter starts to say, hey, the numbers are starting to trend upward. They're not acting like it's all perfectly under control. And so we may have a major problem. And what's really interesting, I was going to mention this earlier in the show, apparently 2 years ago, engineers said these tunnels could collapse. They need to be reinforced. And, of course, the money wasn't available because we need to spend it bombing people in other countries until they love the United States government.
Right. As with the situation in California with that dam, that was ignored, that was neglected. So,
yes.
You know, it's the same old story in this war economy. But, Mike, is this comparable? Could this be comparable, this situation at this facility, to what happened in Chernobyl?
I don't think so, because we're not dealing with chain reactions and meltdowns. The problem is that Hanford is one of the most heavily contaminated locations on the face of the earth, and anything that throws that contamination up into the air is going to be causing problems. Anyway,
thank
Bob,
you,
gotta let you go. Gotta take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I was checking my mailbox and somebody wrote in to remind us. Remember when former FBI Chief James Comey insisted it was North Korea had hacked Sony Entertainment because the hackers got sloppy and we just know it was the... Then it turned out to be an internal leak. So that's another strike against James Comey. He's out there to sell the official propaganda, not to actually investigate anything. Speaking of investigation, with Comey gone, while we're waiting for Donald Trump to pick a new FBI director, and yes, I agree, Trey Gowdy would be a good one, the deputy FBI director is now the interim FBI director, Andrew McCabe. He's currently under investigation himself. And apparently he's embroiled in one of the Clinton scandals because his wife got funding from a Hillary Clinton fundraiser. It's a very incestuous little community up there in Washington, D.C. Okay, let's see. We're going to go back to the phones. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Mike, you know, people are forgetting, I know you're not, because I saw your Facebook alert this week about, first of all, Finnegan, Lavoy Finnegan, and the Bundy Patriots that are still languishing in jail.
Yes.
In a private prison there in Southern, being actually beaten up. And they haven't even been gotten bail. And the murder of Lavoy Finnegan. And also the murder of that Chechen guy. I forget his name now, but evidently he was somewhat involved with that so-called bombing there in Boston. Probably knew it was fake. And the FBI murdered him in cold blood. Again, shot him in the back of the head. And a lot of people don't know that FBI agent that did the shooting, very questionable how he could have gotten. I couldn't get a security clearance when I was a correctional officer down in Texas, because I couldn't qualify to work at one of the nuclear plants there at Pantex, because my credit was terrible at the time.
Well, you should be glad, because the Pantex facility is the one where the tunnel collapsed.
Oh, that's the one in Washington where it collapsed. Pantex is in Texas.
There's another Pantex. I think it's Pantex up in... I misspoke then.
Yeah, it's right outside of Amarillo. That's where I was living at the time. But that's where they manufacture nuclear bombs and destroy nuclear bombs, but they don't need them anymore. But anyway, but as far as this FBI agent, he supposedly was an Oakland police officer, Oakland, California.
Yes.
And he was kind of dirty. I think he may have been involved in drug smuggling and all that. And they gave him a parachute. They gave him a disability pension because supposedly he broke his ankle. All right? Now,
yes.
What, are they going to take a guy, if he's in a disability, are they going to take him into the FBI? If his ankle is that bad, would he be able to pass the FBI physical agility and all that? I doubt it. So what I believe happened is this guy probably was dirty, but he had a lot of stuff on other Oakland officials, including maybe even at the time, I believe, Jerry Brown was the mayor at the time. So who knows how many people he might have dirt on. But anyway, the FBI hired him. Okay, very questionable. And then how he got a security clearance is beyond me. And he's the one that actually put the bullet in the back of this guy's head, Chechen. I forget the guy. I can't pronounce his name. He was I think he was a friend of the Sarnoff brothers.
Down in Florida where they kept badgering him to implicate the Sarnoff brothers in something, and he kept refusing, and then there was an altercation, and the FBI claimed that he'd attacked them or something. I thought it was the guy who got shot who had the bad ankle.
No, it was the FBI agent. He was that's where he supposedly got a disability pension from. I saw that in the Boston Globe, surprisingly. It came on InfoWars, but nobody's really talked about it for some reason. And,
well, we talked about it at the time when it happened, because it was clearly a case where the FBI was trying to browbeat this guy into saying what they wanted him to say, and he kept refusing until finally he wanted to leave and the situation got out of control.
But I have a theory that the FBI is hiring dirty agents. And one time, like under J. Edgar Hoover, they used to actually use the mafia to do their rough work, to rough people over to get...
So does the CIA. So does the CIA.
The CIA also. But yep. I think what happens now is they're hiring dirtbags that normally wouldn't be able to qualify, whether maybe cartel criminals, dirty cops.
They're basically hiring the people who are willing to do these things on command.
Yeah, and what they're doing, I believe, is they're, they're sheep-dipping their records. So people don't realize, and they're even putting them through the FBI Academy and all that, so people don't know, and making them actual agents now, as opposed to when Hoover was using the mob to do this kind of stuff. And I think that is what's going on, and that's what happened to that Chechen guy. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened with Lavoy Finnegan also, the guy, whoever did the shooting of Finnegan. This FBI is, I personally believe it should be disbanded, but I would
agree with you, because Again, going back to the 1960s COINTELPRO, when that was exposed, everybody grown up with this image of the FBI that we got from TV shows and movies about swell bunch of people and everything, and COINTELPRO showed us the true nature of the FBI, and it's not about crime prevention or law enforcement. It's basically America's version of the Gestapo, enforcing the will of those in power by any means necessary. And that's what COINTELPRO yeah. exposed. Now, there were laws that were passed in the wake of COINTELPRO to limit the FBI's ability to engage in domestic covert operations, but all of those laws were repealed during the Clinton administration.
Another thing, too, about this guy, this Chechen guy that was killed, there were five agents in there at the time with them, okay? Now, they
yes.
say, well, he was an MMA fighter, all right? And they felt their life was in danger, something like that. But first they said he had a weapon, and they said he didn't have a weapon, finally. Now, even if he's an MMA fighter, they would have had pepper spray, they would have had tasers, they would have had all kinds of other non-lethal weapons that they could have used rather than shooting the guy in the back of the head. That's a bunch of nonsense. And plus, a guy really got to be pretty good to take on five grown men by himself. I mean, he's really got, I know in the movies and stuff like that, they show that. But a guy who's really got
okay, the name
good.
You're looking for, the name you're looking for is Ibrahim Todashev. By the way, that agent who killed him had been previously accused of police brutality. Anyway, listen, we got a bunch of calls waiting, and so I'm going to let you go here. Thank you for the information, and we're going to switch to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Two quick questions. Regarding Comey, timing's everything. My question to you is, why do you think it happened right now? And the other question is, the head of the IRS, the commissioner, last year, he was about to get impeached. Why in the hell is he still there?
Very, very, very good question. Very good question indeed.
Yeah, because the head of the IRS, he's just as bad as Comey. If you really look what he did, he was protecting Lois Lerner and other people who were trying to do the right thing, and he basically, was very one-sided when it came to, the Tea Party and other conservative groups. So why is
okay,
he
well,
there?
Lerner wasn't doing the right thing. Lerner was, part of the enabler. And the question was, from where did these orders come on down to be harassing the Tea Party groups and truth activists and conservative groups in general? Did that come from the top, or was that just something Lois Lerner did on her own? But we'll never really know because, gosh darn it, the hard drive on her computer with all of her emails failed, and they had recently stopped doing backups.
Right. But getting back to my first point, do you think the timing is kind of strange or not?
I'm just glad it happened at this point. It should have happened long before now. I think one of Trump's biggest mistakes was keeping Comey on in the first place. I'm hearing all these different explanations for why Comey was fired and why it was now. But apparently, the deputy attorney general and the attorney general had been talking about this for quite some time, and finally Trump said, we're going to go ahead and do it, and I know they're going to scream it's because I'm trying to stop the Russian investigation. But again, I think the breaking point may have been when Comey came on out and gave Huma Abedin that get-out-of-jail-free card, on the exact same rationale that he did for Hillary. She didn't mean to do wrong. And to his credit, Trey Gowdy in the hearing said intent is not required. And it may have been a combination of factors. Certainly, looking at the reactions of people like the studio audience at Colbert's show, the American people have zero trust in the FBI and certainly not in Comey. In fact, the government as a whole, and maybe they just, as Trump said, we need to put somebody in charge of the FBI that is going to inspire some confidence and trust in the FBI. That's going to be a very, very tall order, by the way.
Well, that's very true. Well, Michael, I will let you go. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, here's my theory on the Comey thing, and this, I think, boils down to Obama. That the surveillance state Obama was surveilling everybody, they know he was surveilling Trump at least since July and probably way before, and surveilling everybody else. As we all know, Nixon got impeached over a break-in and attempted bugging of one office, not an entire campaign. And then he didn't think he was going to lose or that Hillary was going to lose. And so now, then he came up with the Russian explanation because he knew that this all this apparatus was going to be turned over to Trump and he would be found out for all the horribly unconstitutional surveillance he's been doing on his political opponents and how he weaponized the intelligence system against the other party. And so now we have the Russian thing, and with Comey trying to play both sides at once, both being himself partially involved in it, doing himself, and also in letting her go, saying he was guilty, but it doesn't rise to, you know, there's no intent and all the stuff that we talked about there. And it's just, and now they also lumped onto that the whole Russian deal. Was not only could Obama say it was a national security thing that he was doing for cover, but also they could deep six Trump's rapprochement with Russia, and play with to the media and the military industrial complex for cover. So, what do you think?
Well, again, there may be a lot of overlapping agendas here, but I think that. Right now, I think the American people, and again, this goes back to Colbert's audience, the American people aren't following the narrative coming from the official sources or the corporate media. And politics is perception. And if you remember back during last year where everybody was at the Trump rallies screaming, lock her up, and he was promising a special prosecutor to look into her crimes. But again, we were seeing Loretta Lynch is now confirmed as having assumed a policy of protecting Hillary Clinton from investigation and prosecution. Comey went along with that, was still protecting that secret. And again, if I'm right, if I am correct, and Hillary was, in fact, as Secretary of State, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests and getting paid through that foundation, that's a scandal that could bring the entire government down, and that's why everybody's working to protect it. But I'm glad that Comey is finally out, and maybe we're going to start seeing some of these crimes actually get chipped away at the edge. They won't all be exposed for the reason I just said, but it would be nice for enough of a scandal and investigation to prevent Hillary Clinton from ever running for political office again, and basically sort of like send that old guard off into retirement and maybe open some doors to some up-and-comers who are a little bit less compromised by the CIA.
Yeah, but Mike, you know, Comey, Lynch, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, it all comes back to Obama. He appointed them all. You know, he let them all ride, and he was giving orders to every one of them. And then, of course, the intelligence community, the people doing all this illegal surveillance, they don't want it to be known that they are basically pay to play themselves, that they're been politicized and weaponized. And
yes.
So, you know, it really is a drain the swamp thing, and I hope this is the first beginning. I hope to see a little tornado around the drain here pretty quick.
It would be nice, but I still think our only way to avoid World War III is for a Soviet Union-style collapse of the central federal government. And again, studying what was going on in the Politburo in the months before the Soviet Union collapsed, you saw the same degree of openly public, visible infighting between the various factions.
I fear that you're absolutely right, Mike. I really do. And I don't believe this government can ever be reformed from the inside, no matter who's president.
No, I absolutely agree. I've been working at this for 23 years now, waiting for the good people inside the government to stand up and do something about it, and it simply has not happened. And I think merely the process of being absorbed into the government or into the political system, it is inevitably corrupting of the people. They can go in there with the very best of intentions, but the system goes to work on them to basically make them part of the problem. And so a complete reset at this point looks like not a bad idea.
I hear that. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. And real quick, we're going to start with Philip in Virginia. Aloha, Philip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple things real quick. Getting back to what you were talking about, some of the strikes against Comey with the misinformation about the Sony hack and the rotten fruit from the Boston bombing, the Tadoshev death. I didn't hear, when I heard it was reported about that death, it was two agents, and he was questioning their arrangement for his pension and stuff. Well, I don't think he can ask him, consult him anymore, because they died in a premature death off the coast in a training, supposed training exercise off of Virginia
yes.
Beach here.
Yeah, how convenient.
Yeah, exactly. So another strike against Mr. Comey. My suggestion for FBI director, Trey Gowdy, or how about Napolitano or Sheriff David Clark?
You mean Judge Napolitano? Maybe.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea. All right, well, listen, we've got to let you go, take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do just what I want.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the lines for a while because I got a lot of news to get to. So, Greg in Washington State, aloha. What's on your mind today?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Hey, I want to mention, I don't think I've heard you talk about Henry Kissinger in his recent visit here to Washington, D.C. Hey, every time that guy goes someplace, there's some change in procedures. I just have no trust.
He's still one of the backroom players. He's definitely a puller of strings, as it were. And by the way, my apologies. I thought you were in Washington State, not Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I'm in Washington State.
Oh, you are in? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, hey, that little toad, every time he goes somewhere, and he's been a friend with Putin's for a long time, which troubles me. And another thing I want to mention, Korea. You know, the idea of nuclear bombs dropping, I just don't see that happening. If the nuclear bombs drop, it's a loss of control. And hey, the money junkies, the elite, are control freaks, if anything. So I just don't see any nuclear bombs dropping on
Well, I certainly hope that you are correct, but you need to remember two things. First of all, during the startup of the Korean War, there was actually a serious discussion about using nuclear weapons on North Korea to just simply burn a much wider version of the DMZ across the peninsula. So they were talking about using them back then. Second, looking at an invasion of North Korea, if it's done conventionally on the ground, analysts are predicting something like 250,000 casualties on the U.S. side, and they may just simply decide that a nuclear bomb onto the North Korea's nuclear test facility and wherever they think the existing bombs are being built might be a good way to just shut it all down. But ultimately, they want Kim Jong-un out of power. Apparently, North Korea's uncovered an assassination plot. And they may be looking at a decapitation strike as a more effective way of going at it. But at this point, given how edgy everybody is, I wouldn't rule out the possibility of nuclear weapons being used at some point in the near future. We ended World War II with nuclear weapons. We could easily start World War III with nuclear weapons.
Well, that's possible, but I think that's why Kissinger's in Washington, D.C. You know, he's there to give Trump his marching orders. decrease the tension in North Korea for a while. I mean, there's so many irons in the fire and so many games that the World Order crowd is playing here that I don't think they can even keep track of them all.
Well, the situation here is, with the South Korean elections, their new president wants reconciliation with North Korea. We're going to be talking about that a little later in the show. Thank you for the call, Greg. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines for a little while here because I do have a bunch of news that I need to get through. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com.
TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.